Quarter to six and 58 degrees, our wake-up temp this morning, and continuing on with something that we have paid a lot of attention to yesterday, the 9/11 anniversary. We played audio six different times throughout yesterday morning, thinking about the horrible attacks unleashed on the U.S., the worst in U.S. history, as nearly 3,000 people killed. You know the scenario. Many of us remember living through it, that dreaded day. And just a few different audio bites from yesterday to bring back this morning. For instance, this is volunteer Brian Kemp, who was emotional when describing the scene.
It was hot, but nothing compared to the agony a lot of those guys went through when they lost their friends, family.
In fact, at the time, in 2001, Ted Olson was America's Solicitor General, and his wife Barbara, a journalist and author, and he talks about receiving a call from her as she was aboard one of those planes that day.
To hear her voice was reassuring and calming, but then her next words out of her mouth were that, Ted, my plane's been hijacked.
Also, a guy by the name of Harry Ong Jr., the brother of Betty Ong, a flight attendant on the hijacked American Airlines Flight 11, describes finding out that she was on board.
I called my sister Kathy. I said, the commentator's saying that it's an American Airlines plane. She says, Betty's supposed to be flying out of Boston. So I left a phone call on her cell phone to just give us a call to tell us you're okay. There was no call from Betty. I called American Airlines. It was only then that it was confirmed that Betty was on the flight.
But as we move forward 25 years later here, Executive Director of the Port Authority, Catherine Garcia, talks about how since that time, four skyscrapers have been built and opened over the years.
The World Trade Center is a vibrant campus. It is a hub of culture and entertainment, of transit and community spirit that is really driving the overall revitalization of Lower Manhattan.
So just some thoughts on this 25th anniversary of September 11th. Asking for prayer for my wife, Peggy, and our son, Michael, in Liberia, West Africa. Been there for more than a week. Today, pray for the Precious in His Sight team, which is what we call our special needs ministry, as they're visiting his safe haven even today. They're 5 hours ahead of us, so coming up on 11 in the morning. I talked with her last night, and she said they're going to be learning about how to develop a community outreach for families with special needs children. So if that's on your heart and something you'd like to learn more about and maybe support, let us know. You know, let me know, or check teamworkafrica.org. That's teamworkafrica.org. I guess in a lot of ways we did today in history already with that notable dark anniversary. But we close out with Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. 365-day journey today, September 11th. We're sad, but we're not afraid. Luke 14:23. The master told his servant, go out to the roads and country lanes and compel them to come in so that my house will be full. Bob Goff says, the United States took a devastating hit in 2001 when airplanes flew into the World Trade Center. Goff says, I remember rushing home from work to explain to my kids what had happened. I didn't want them to hear it from anyone else. As we held hands trying to process the tragedy together, I told them it was okay to feel sad, but we didn't have to be afraid. A lot of the rhetoric quickly started to sound like fear, says Goff. People feared other countries and other religions. Some of us feared refugees who had been driven to the United States by wars in their homelands. Tragedy can incite major fears in us, sometimes irrational fears. Goff says, I have friends in some countries where a great deal of violence happens. These friends are nothing like the extremists. They're kind-hearted and hospitable. They love their kids and they love their neighbors. They're a lot like us. Goff says, while our country has recovered from the tragedy in 2001, we tend to find reasons to fear one another still. Some of this is well-placed, he said, but most of it isn't. God doesn't want us to live in fear. He wants us to engage the world with love. God's brand of love casts out fear. When we become friends with people who are different from us, love begins to take hold and grow. Love grows as we sit around tables with our neighbors who live across the street or across an ocean, sharing meals and stories. We can't love our neighbors if we don't know them. So Next time you find yourself fearing an entire group of people you don't understand, find a way to connect with them. Figure out an experience you can share with them, no matter how small. This is where the good stuff always starts. Today's closing question. So who will you reach out to? Time for another Film Friday conversation with our friend, award-winning filmmaker Andrea Polnasek of Chippewa Falls. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you again. And you're working on trying to raise the funds to shoot a Christmas movie. You'd love to start shooting this fall. You've targeted October to December, and so you need financial backing, and we've got more good news to share, huh?
We do. I'm very excited to make a new announcement for
a
business sponsor.
Well, I've got the drum roll ready to go, so let's give that a listen and find out about the latest sponsor of the Pines of Chippewa Falls. Here we go.
Cobblestone Hotels in Chippewa Falls. And actually, I learned that Cobblestone is a nationwide brand. There's over 100 hotels across the country. They have come in as a business sponsor for the Christmas movie in Chippewa Falls, which we're super excited about and very grateful.
Way to go. Thank you so much, Cobblestone of Chippewa Falls. So talk about what that means and, of course, the continued need for support.
Yeah. So we are looking for business sponsors to help. The movie will be able to advertise your brand, and your sponsorship will help to green light the movie and help us to reach the funds that we need in order to make this movie this winter. So Cobblestone is one of the brands, along with Northwestern Bank, along with the Traditional Tree Farm, Cook Chiropractic, Mycon Cinemas, who are all have come on board to help us make this dream of a Christmas movie a reality.
The city of Chippewa Falls, the business community, is increasingly getting behind you.
They are, yes. And so we are excited and want to have more businesses join us. So please reach out and go to ChippewaFallsMovie.com and fill out a form there, and we'll connect so that your business can be included in the movie as well.
I saw a testimonial on Facebook this week that your sister Alexandra posted, and this is of a young lady, Kaylee, who apparently her life was impacted quite a bit by one of your movies, so much so that it determined her plans for post-high school education, right?
Yeah, I am so excited to talk about this because, yes, Kaylee's story is that she watched the movie Identity Crisis, which you can watch on Angel or on Amazon Prime, and saw that the location for that movie is Grand Canyon University in Phoenix, Arizona. She was so inspired that she looked into their film and television program and went to school there so that she could join and be part of the community there. And what's really, really cool about that example is that when you watch the movie, you can see and experience Grand Canyon University in a fictional way, because the story is fictional, but the location is real. And that's exactly what we want to do by bringing Chippewa Falls to the silver screen, so that people can see that it's a real place, a real town, and that people really do care for their neighbors the way that we do here in Chippewa. So what the experience for Kaylee was to want to go to college, that's what we want to do for tourists and potential people who might want to live in our community and be part of our schools and our workplaces here in Chippewa County.
In fact, here's what Kaylee has to say.
Hi, my name is Kaylee, and I think that everyone should watch the film Identity Crisis. Because of this film, I chose to pursue film school at Grand Canyon University. I heard about Identity Crisis and how it was just filmed on campus. I saw pictures of the purple carpet premiere, and I thought that it was so cool. So I started looking into going to school at Grand Canyon University. My mom and I rented the movie at home, and we watched it. And after watching it, I felt so inspired. The movie was so positive, and it reminded me that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I don't have to be afraid anymore, and I can go out and make movies that are positive and movies that glorify God. I am so excited to see where God is leading me, and I am ready to let His light shine through me. I want to give a special thanks to the Boylan sisters for stepping out in faith and making content that impact people's lives for good.
That's really encouraging, yeah. Andrea.
It is really encouraging, isn't it? And it really makes, I think it impresses upon my heart how important it is for us to be making life-giving, positive entertainment. And that's exactly what the Boylan sisters are going to do in Chippewa.
And I think also it calls to mind for me that we may think in terms of the big number, but God thinks in terms of the individual. And Kaylee is one individual, but hopefully that impact is multiplied many times over.
Amen.
If people want to get behind your current project, they can go to ChippewaFallsMovie.com and learn more and learn about how they might get involved, right?
That's right.
ChippewaFallsMovie.com. Go check it out right now at ChippewaFallsMovie.com. Andrea, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, as you've heard already this morning, as we gave a lot of attention to on yesterday's show, today is the 25th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks.
And we have, again, always stories of heroes, right? Uh-huh. Looking for the heroes, looking for the helpers. And this is one of the canine variety of story that I hadn't heard before.
Yeah, it's kind of inspiring. On this day, 25 years ago, Michael Hingson, who has been blind since birth, faced a nightmare when a hijacked plane crashed into the 78th floor of the World Trade Center's North Tower.
But Michael was not alone. His guide dog, Roselle, was by his side, ready to help him navigate the sudden chaos.
Yeah, after the plane hit the tower, Hingson quickly called his wife and ensured his colleagues evacuated.
Together, he and his guide dog, Roselle, began the treacherous journey down 78 flights of stairs, pushing through smoke and debris while surrounded by panicking office workers.
As a blind man? That's crazy. When they reached the lobby, Tower 2 was struck, collapsing just as they stepped outside.
Again, with his faithful guide dog, Roselle, leading the way, Michael managed to travel with his dog about 40 blocks to a friend's apartment, ultimately finding safety.
Wow, after 9/11, 25 years ago today, Hingson moved to California and took a position with Guide Dogs for the Blind, the organization that trained Roselle.
Roselle's guide dog was awarded the Award for Canine Excellence in 2002 and passed away in June 2011 at the age of 14 with Hingson and his wife Karen by her side.
What an amazing story.
Incredible. You think about that, that chaos when you can't see anything and traversing 78 flights of stairs, but again, having that faithful dog by your side.
Wow.
Incredible.
The NFL streamed a game in Australia on Netflix last night.
Now, for Australians still confused by the rules, it's rugby, but with lots of commercials and a committee meeting after every catch.
Yeah, pretty much.
Research shows we probably weigh as little right now as we will all year.
We're in that valley between Labor Day cookouts and Halloween candy.
Now, if only we could stay there.
The U.S. has fallen to 10th place in global competitiveness.
But we're still number one in Cool Ranch Doritos consumption.
Yay!
A study found that the strictest parents in the world are in Italy.
Either you eat all that pizza or there's no gelato.
Enforce that.
Researchers say they've discovered that you can improve the sour mood of your cat. It's by making him solve food puzzles.
For example, make him figure out how to operate the electric can opener.
Yeah!
Another study shows that even a little exercise is beneficial.
Does that include walking around the house looking for the TV remote?
I don't think so.
And finally, a recent study found that Mondays stink.
And tomorrow they'll tell us kale tastes bad. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, like many of you who are alive on September 11, 2001, and old enough to remember the events of that day, it's a solemn day today, and just I'm sure all of us of at least a certain age can remember where we were that day when we got the news and watched those horrific events unfolding. And it's almost mind-boggling to me that it's been a quarter century since that, and yet I can still remember it so vividly. Right now, I can see where I was and see the reactions of my mom and of my siblings when that news came. And yes, the years have passed, but still, again, that's a life-altering kind of event. And so just kind of mulling that over a little bit, you know, I think about how do we respond as Christians, you know, not only to events, trauma in the past, but when things shake and sway us and try to batter away at our faith, and who is this God that we claim to trust? Can we take him at his word? And I was reading a little bit this morning in Psalm 61. You read this man after God's own heart, David, Israel's sweet singer of songs, this man who, again, was called the man after God's own heart, but he had doubts, he had worries, he had anxieties, but where did he run with them? And so in Psalm 61, David says, "Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call to you when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. Let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge under the shelter of your wings." When you're questioning God's faithfulness, look at the pattern, that constant thread of his faithfulness all throughout your life, and then ask yourself that question, can I trust him? Can I trust him? Is he still faithful? Is he still good? Throw yourself on him. He never disappoints.
Well, a little different week on the WIB Wake Up Show. Dawson and I were together on Labor Day. Caleb and I the rest of the week. Here's the best of the week. Lauren Daigle in the CCM world. Lauren Daigle with a September 9th birthday, turning 35. I learned over the weekend that somebody I used to live with, his family, Willie Lehner, had gone home to be with the Lord at the age of 65. Yeah, multiple times he would call in, request a song, or sometimes he would take part in the contest. You remember maybe seeing him?
Yeah, Caleb, saw Willie at some of our Summer Smiles events and things like that the last couple of years.
Yeah, so certainly a long-time WIB listener and a great brother in the Lord who I know he loved the group Petra. One of the ways I know is that one of his kids is named Petra.
Brian Anderson on Brewers TV last night as the Milwaukee Brewers rallied for a 4-3 walk-off win over the Chicago Cubs in 10 innings.
Win it Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB for a pair of Mycon movie tickets, the movie of your choice.
If this is the question we've been working on since 7:45 yesterday, if you are typical, this will take you about 4.5 hours. If you're average, what will take you about 4.5 hours?
Clint from Fall Creek.
Clint, what do you think?
Is it buying a car?
Is it buying a car? If you are typical, if you are average, this will take you about 4.5 hours. The process of searching for and buying a car. Is it buying a car, Halvo?
It is!
It is, Clint!
You're going to the movie!
Yes, again, that clue earlier kind of having to do with shopping and the way that we shop for cars has certainly changed over the years. It involves looking for something and, yes, looking for that car. Clint, have you done any car shopping recently?
I have not.
All right. Well, expect to spend about 4.5 hours, I guess, researching next time.
You nailed it. Way to go, Clint.
In the meantime, this one's for Teddy this morning. I know he enjoys it. John Redding, No Fear. WWIB, we are family. Good morning.
No!
The best of the week.
Thank you, Havo, as always, for putting that together.